The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I saw a pale horse,
the beast.
We're told in the Book of Revelation.
This is not a human child.
Isn't an angel?
Satan!
Armageddon is almost upon us.
Order the use of nuclear weapons.
The world is a fine place and worth fighting for.
From one end of the world to the other, I will oppose you.
Welcome to the end of the world.
Wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. This is PID Radio.
Welcome to 2011. I am Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert, and welcome indeed to our humble bunker. Boy, we've been gone a while.
We haven't taken this much time. Well, we have, I guess, once or twice taken breaks, but this vacation has...
Rip Van Gilbert.
Gone by quickly, and yet it feels like it's been a long time since we've done the show. So
it feels like a long, long time. In fact, last night, Sam just... He seemed really restless, and finally, I looked at Derek and I said, "You know, I think he can't figure out why we haven't done a show in a long time."
Uh-huh, yeah.
He looks forward to this.
He does. He's over there snoring on the chair right now in appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome. Well, Happy New Year. We pray that this year is a blessed one for you and your family. We had that you had a blessed holiday season, time with the family, and reflecting on. And we know, we said before, that we understand that Jesus was more than likely not born on December 25th, that it is a holiday that derives from pagan rituals and so forth. Fine. Just remember what it's all about in terms of our Christian view of the world, that we're remembering that Christ, that God so loved us so that he gave his only begotten Son, you know, for us. And so we celebrate the new year. We celebrate the Christ in the world, and we look forward to what this new year brings to us. I'm babbling. I need to be retrained after this long period.
Amen to that, yeah. And I'm glad you were babbling because I was checking on something. I wanted to refresh my memory about this, well, what we just celebrated. Hold on. No. I'm going there.
Okay.
I'm going
all
somewhere.
Right.
January, of course, is named after Janus,
uh-huh,
the Roman god of gates, doors, doorways, beginnings, endings, and time.
Huh.
Now, his name is, we think, based on a Sanskrit word.
Really?
Yana.
Yana. Oh, interesting.
Now, I knew you'd love that one. Y-A-N-A. Any Doctor Who fan knows that.
Yes.
You are not alone.
Yes. So, Dean, we tossed that in there for you.
That's Yana was, of course, the master
mm-hmm, who was really bad.
He was. Well, he was.
So, plenty of things coming down the pike in 2011. Continuing trends toward globalism, both politically, economically. You know, in the United States, we got conservatives thrilled that the Republicans have won back the House of Representatives.
I like the little dance you do. You know,
yeah,
we will soon be having, we'll adding video.
That's right. That's one of the things coming.
And you will be able to see those little hands, the little dance
the
that
Derek faces
was
we make, the little, you know, gestures and so forth. But
I'm going to use an avatar.
Can I be the Kool-Aid guy?
No, I've taken that one.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll be, I got to come up with that. I'll be Mike Ditka. That's what I'll be.
Oh, honey, that's great.
In celebration that a certain team from the City of the Broad Shoulders is in the NFL playoffs again this year, the Bears.
You're going to be Derek Sworsky.
That's right. So anyway, don't expect the Republican majority in the House of Representatives to change anything, even though they're making noise about
second
repealing
verse, same as the first.
About repealing health care, the health care reform bill, that's not going to happen because it gives them control. So
mm-hmm,
that's not going to happen.
And that is what this is all about. Well,
absolutely,
things have been happening. We've been getting emails.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's first of all get to the movie that I watched, and this is connected in many ways to the story.
Okay.
If you have not seen Double Take.
Oh, yeah.
You really need to see it. Hitchcock fans, you'll love that movie.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to spoil it, but the reason I bring up Alfred Hitchcock is because he produced and directed. He directed, rather,
the movie. Da Birds.
Yeah. Da Birds.
And this is a story that came out just a couple of days ago. On New Year's Eve, a flock of about 1,000 red-winged blackbirds.
And some starlings.
Some starlings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they were kind of hitching a ride along with the blackbirds.
Well, they often hang out with. And in fact, there were, may have been a few grackles, but it was primarily red-winged blackbird.
It fell to the earth in Beebe, Arkansas, about 1,000 birds. And but the bizarre thing is, well, a couple of bizarre things. First of all, that there has not yet been a plausible explanation for this.
There are a number of conjectures.
Yes. Maybe they. Mm-hmm. Now, there were storms that rolled across the center part of the United States on New Year's Eve.
I have an objection to that.
Yeah.
That's true. And there are some who say it could have been storm, could have been fireworks. You know, it could have been who knows what, you know, some guy coming out and yelling at him. There were birds falling before Christmas.
Yes, and there's news out today, January 4th of 2011, that more birds have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've not even heard this one. Dead birds fell from the sky, both in Arkansas. That was the first story, the first report from Beebe, Arkansas, B-E-E-B-E, small town in Arkansas. Louisiana also reported a bird kill, and now a third state. No, I'm sorry. That Louisiana was the second state. So,
about 500 in Louisiana, around 100 in Kentucky.
Oh, really? Okay.
I've got my list in front of me. Approximately 5,000 in Arkansas. There were some bats apparently that fell from the sky in Arizona.
Huh.
I know.
Well, so
I know.
A lot
in
of-
Germany, there may have been about 50 buzzards that. Turned up dead.
Well, that's ironic.
And this is the story I'm going to go to here in a few minutes. In Japan, there have been dead birds, but that is not related. We know what that's related to. It's H5N1.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get to that soon. But birds, not just birds.
No, the same. While the birds in Beebe, Arkansas, were being investigated, a tugboat captain on the Arkansas River discovered that about a 20-mile stretch of the Arkansas River was lined with dead and dying drumfish, about 100,000 estimated, a 20-mile stretch. And this is about 125 miles west of Beebe, Arkansas, about a two-hour drive, near the town of Ozark, Arkansas. It's 125 miles northwest of Little Rock and the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
So it's not next to the river. Mississippi.
No.
Okay.
It's quite a ways.
I did see a theory earlier that some of the sites may have been close to the river and that somehow things traveled up from the Gulf.
From the Gulf? It would be quite a ways up the Gulf.
Theories are really getting thin out there.
And apparently a lot of people are going to the internet and searching and looking at these as signs of the pending apocalypse or the looming apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about this last night. I was the guest of Carlotta Waldman on her show, Crosswalk Talk. She very graciously had me on for 2 hours, kind of wound me up and let me go. I just kind of rambled on for two hours. And we talked about this a little bit. Do we ascribe supernatural significance to things like this? I don't know.
Well, I think that's a really good question because it certainly is out of the ordinary to have a whole bunch, to go to sleep and wake up and find not new fallen snow, but new fallen birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the first thing I thought of when I saw the bird death was, frankly, H5N1.
Right.
I thought, my gosh, it's finally gotten here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I had seen yesterday the story out of Japan that a number of swans and other large fowl have been found dead, and necropsies have shown that they have H5N1. This is a big problem in South Korea, in Thailand, in Japan. They are still battling H5N1, and I think that eventually we're really going to see it here in numbers.
Hmm.
I really do.
It is... definitely something we're keeping an eye on. I know that over the past few years, as we've discussed this and as we've referred you to and interviewed Dr. Henry Nyman at recombinomics.com, who probably does the best job of tracking emerging diseases and specifically various strains of influenza around the world. of anybody out there. Some have said, you know, this is all just intended to scare us into taking the vaccine. And you know, that there might be an element of truth to that. I mean, certainly Big Pharma benefits from the fear, just as the military-industrial complex, you know, the guys who make those full-body mm-hmm. X-ray scanners benefit from fear. But we can't discount the threat that a pandemic might emerge that would lead to a loss of life.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been tracking H5N1, which is the avian flu, H1N1, or the, you know, in sometimes called the swine flu, and you know, there are cases popping out. In fact, over the holidays, we didn't maybe catch as much of it in the news here because of our preoccupation with the Christmas and the New Year's celebration and all of that. But they're really dealing with a health crisis in the UK right now.
Yes, they have been. Flu-like illness.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, have they actually said that it's H1N1? They some of the stories have. But has it been confirmed that it is H1N1 for sure?
Checking now and taking a quick look at Dr. Nyman's site and not really seeing a quick lead on the story here. Yes, it is H1N1 cases.
If I remember correctly, one article that I read from either the Daily Mail or the Telegraph came right out and said that many of the cases are in people who have been vaccinated.
Yeah. And some of the hospitals there have issued what they call black alerts, which is mm-hmm. the ultimate level. I mean, it's one step above the red alert because they're so overwhelmed with people needing emergency treatment for these severe cases of influenza that they're overwhelmed.
Well, welcome to the new world. That's what's going to happen here once we switch over to total government health care.
Yeah. And disturbingly, he said that a number of these cases are – a growing number of cases are displaying resistance to antivirals like Tamiflu. So
I think that's a really important point. And I'll have to check on Henry Nyman because he's been following the specific point mutations that have been taking place in the ones that are Tamiflu resistant.
Right. And you understand that stuff. So you're the one to dig into that. But so there are things happening out there. And again, we're not raising these issues to raise your fear level, just to point out that there are things out there that we should be paying attention to and that we should be prepared to perhaps offer assistance above and beyond the call if and when something like this should break out in our own neighborhoods.
Well, you know, that's true. And there are a couple of things I have to say. One is that there are many events taking place in the world that go unreported or underreported. And I think that those are things that we need to pay attention to. But there are also things going on in the world that are overreported.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And sadly, the bird death has been all over the place today.
Yeah, which is really interesting. One of the things that we do when we see something in the news and we encourage you to do is to think about who benefits from the story or when a particular story seems to grab all of the oxygen in the news cycle, to start looking around for the stories that aren't being reported. What's mm-hmm. the elephant that's not being reported, you know, that's sitting over there in the corner? I'm not sure we've tumbled to that just yet, but it does seem odd that this mysterious bird death is all over the news. Even the New York Times is giving attention to it. And at the same time that is being discussed, and we're seeing, you know, words like apocalyptic and pestilence being tossed about in some of these stories. There's attention being paid to a group out of California led by an 87-year-old gentleman named Harold Camping, a former civil engineer who heads up a broadcast group called Family Radio. They're out of Oakland, California, and they have determined, Mr. Camping has determined through his study of the Bible, and I've not looked at his research to be able to critique it at all, but he's determined that the judgment day is coming May 21st of this year, 2011, a little over 4 months from now.
Judgment day as defined as rapture, as in
judgment day,
seat of the great white throne judgment.
Well, just quoting from his website right now, and you can download the PDF file of this piece. The end of the world is almost here. God will bring judgment day on May 21st, 2011. Judgment day is feared by the world and is the day that God will destroy the world because of the sins of mankind.
No. He doesn't destroy the world.
I think
he needs to get back to his Bible.
Well, I agree with you. I'm just reporting what he says.
I know,
here.
I know. So, I'm commenting.
So anyway, he goes on and he justifies it. He's got a number of articles at the website that explain why he's doing this. But apparently, there are some people out there who are taking him seriously and are, you know, going so far as to leave their homes. There was a story I read in one newspaper last night. Didn't bookmark it, sadly, because I'd like to have it in front of me. But it focused on a young woman, early 30s, I believe, who has left home. You know, not married, and so she's not leaving a husband and children, but she's essentially coordinating. She's former military, and she's using the logistics skills that she developed in the military to coordinate a cross-country tour of motorhomes to promote the idea that the rapture or the end of the world, Judgment Day, depending on how you define it. Some of the newspaper news accounts are calling it, you know, the rapture, and they may be mixing and matching terminology indiscriminately, because the media doesn't get Christianity.
No, that's true, they don't.
But they are out there promoting the idea. Let's see here if I can find the article real quick. Where this tour is, yeah, here's the article. It's a young lady from Raleigh, North Carolina, opposite side of the country from Harold Camping and his radio group in California. A young lady named Marie Exley, 32-year-old Army veteran, is going across the country, spreading the word, and there's a picture of her driving a white minivan with, well, it looks like the future mobile, except that on the side it has May 21st, 2011 on the side. And this group is putting up billboards around the country, traveling caravans of RVs and volunteers passing out pamphlets on street corners. They've been through cities from Bridgeport, Connecticut to Little Rock, Arkansas, now displaying billboards with the message that May 21st, 2011 will be the last day of life on Earth as we know it. So it's apparently they've been at this since last August. So traveling columns of RVs, Winnebagos, going
and,
from
and
city to city.
And I assume on May 21st they intend to end up in campings.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, if you are listening to this show and you are uncertain about some of the terms that we've been using, rapture, end of the world, judgment, I just want to say that, first of all, this is my opinion, but the term rapture, and this is not my opinion, this is true, the term rapture is based on rapture, which means catching away, mm-hmm. or harpazo, which also means catching away. No, you won't find the English word rapture in your Bible, but the concept is there. That is something that is debated depending upon, you know, where you are, how you studied Scripture, what you've discerned on your own, as to it may mean that it's the next event mm-hmm. before Christ returns literally to earth to reign. It could be that it's something that happens halfway through a period called the tribulation period by many. I always refer to it as the final week mm-hmm. of Daniel's 70 weeks. Some say the rapture may occur at the end of that seven-year period. The Lord Jesus Christ comes back at that point, whenever that is, mm-hmm. to reign here on earth for a literal 1,000 years. He does not destroy it at that moment
That's
in
right.
time.
That's right.
So the end of the world is at least 1,000 years away. And at that time, at the end of that 1,000 years, sure enough, he does destroy this world. Mm-hmm. And there's a brand new heaven and earth to take
That's
its place.
Right. Yeah, Peter says it's the very elements of the earth melt. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there is very clearly a destruction coming. But
so it's not this year.
No, Mr. Camping is mistaken in the timing. Well, first of all, you know, what part of no man knows the day or the hour?
Exactly. And he's apparently basing it on some sort of belief that the creation moment began 7,000 years ago. And that negates the 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ. Mm-hmm. Also, he disagrees, apparently, with most Bible scholars who follow the Usher model mm-hmm. and say that the Genesis moment began in about 4,000 B.C.
Right. Even Sir Isaac Newton was within 50 years of the date set by Archbishop Usher and who essentially just did the math. He started working backwards. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This guy is what Usher did.
Yeah. Right? This guy lived for so many years, and this guy lived for so many years, and this guy lived, and just added it all and came up with a starting date of 4004 BC. Mm-hmm. And there have been a number of other dates. If you take the Bible as literal, you wind up somewhere between 3950 and 4004 BC. Mr. Camping believes that Noah's flood took place about 3990 BC,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't give them very much. You know, there's just not enough time. He's mistaken. That's all there is to it. And again, I repeat, even while Jesus walked on planet Earth, he did not know the day or the hour of his return. And apparently Mr. Camping is skipping right to the judgment, which is what the Old Testament prophets called that day, or the day of the Lord, where judgment is visited upon the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But God executes judgment on the earth, but he doesn't destroy the earth at that time.
I don't think he quite understands.
Right. So don't fear when you see these stories, and the media appears to be at least having some fun with this. For the most part, the stories, and to give credit to the Associated Press article I was just looking at, they seem to be pretty even-handed. They weren't openly mocking or even subtly mocking those who believe Mr. Camping.
Mm-hmm.
So credit for that. But it is interesting that even the New York Times is kind of feeding this meme. You know, we got these birds dying all over the place, and all these fish have suddenly turned up dead. And we get this group now that says the world's going to be destroyed in a little under 6 months. Oh, what could be happening?
I know, end of the world meme coming.
Yeah.
Well, as we approach 2012, I think we're going to see more and more of that.
Yes.
As we approach the election in 2012,
right.
We're going to see more and more of this kind of story. And this is another meme that we see repeated again and again. And that is that somebody, white and Christian, mm-hmm. and probably male, is out to kill Obama. There's a story that is called all about the Obama prayer. Obama prayer leads to a sergeant being suspended. This is coming out of Palmetto, Florida. Something called the Obama prayer has landed a Manatee County Corrections sergeant in hot water.
Hmm.
According to an internal affairs report, Sergeant Matthew Noy has highlighted a verse in a Bible that reads, "Let his days be few and let another take his office." Now, that alone simply says he wants Obama out of the White House.
Right.
The problem is this comes from Psalm 109, and those who have looked at the verse and its context understand that following that, in verse 8, it says, "Let his days be few, and let another take his office," and goes on to say, "Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow."
Mm-hmm.
This is something God has put in his scripture for a reason, but I'm not so sure that it's so that this corrections officer could, make a statement.
Make a political statement, right.
That follows into that old meme.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we kind of saw this coming over the holidays, especially after Thanksgiving, where public disgust, outrage, over the full body scanners at airports seem mm-hmm. to be at a peak. That really seems to have gone away over the last couple of weeks. Have you noticed? We don't hear much about that anymore from people really angry and, you know, let's have an opt out day and all that stuff. That seems to have gone away. But Secretary of Homeland Security Napolitano and the other intelligence guys and national security guys really made the rounds of the talking of the talk
when
shows.
When she wasn't in Afghanistan. What was she doing?
Well, the Border Patrol is supposedly training the Afghan Border Patrol.
So we're gonna close up the border in Afghanistan.
Yeah,
well, I see.
Seeing as how, you know, they've with the Trusted Traveler program, you know, with Mexico now, there's really no border between here and Mexico. So I guess they got to give the Border Patrol agent something to do.
Well,
ship y'all to Afghanistan. Anyway, they made the rounds of the talk shows. And the meme, it's like turning back the clock to the Clinton administration. Especially after the Oklahoma City bombing, we kept hearing about how angry talk on radio, Rush Limbaugh and those guys are stirring up anger amongst white people, and homegrown terror, especially amongst angry Christian white men, is going to be the big national security threat.
Mm-hmm.
That is what was going on. That's the message we're going to hear more of in 2011 from Napolitano and others in the federal government. as they warn us that we need to be scanned, not just at airports, but at bus stations and train depots, and when we go into stadiums where we watch our football and basketball and baseball games, because when you get that many people together, you want to make sure you're secure. So if you want to be safe while you're sitting there watching the Cardinals game, you better let us x-ray you. And you know, why not schools? I mean, we got metal detectors at some schools now. Why not just put x-ray scan? There's a lot of money to be made from fear. And especially if they can demonize white conservative people in this country, because there are a lot more of them than there are, frankly, radical Muslims in the United States.
Hey, you know, you are so right. And let me just say another story that was in the news today is connected to this.
They
the number
often are.
Three radio talk show person, according to Talker Magazine,
Glenn Beck.
Is Glenn Beck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was just released from his contract in New York.
WOR, yeah. Well, I'm surprised by that. I think that's more the fault of WOR or its marketing staff than Glenn Beck, frankly.
But they say he's just not pulling in the ratings.
Yeah, well.
He has just released a new book, by the way.
Another one?
Yeah, he only wrote, 71 books last year. Seven Wonders That Will Change Your Life. The Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Seven Wonders yeah. That Will Change Your Life.
He seems to be big into numbers, isn't he?
His
9-12 project and his 8-28 rally and what was his other thing? Is his nine principles or whatever that he was getting people to sign up for? Whatever. We said before when his last book was released about 3 weeks ago that there's no way. I mean, we're calling BS on this. No way Glenn Beck is writing all these books.
Oh, I don't know how he would have time. I really don't know how he would. Well, maybe now that he's not on that one station, but he still has to record his radio show.
Yeah.
You know, no matter even if he's only on one station, he still has to actually record it.
No.
So I don't know how he has time. This book, The Seven Wonders That Will Change Your Life, went on sale Tuesday. And I'm wondering, is that number seven, well, in any way connected to seven mountains? Or
I hadn't even thought about that. Going to have to look into that. That's a very interesting connection.
Well, here it says it's a self-help book. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, you know, so is Mormonism is self-help. So
self-serves.
Well, yeah, it is. You got to earn your way in.
Hey, you know, speaking of things like that, I just, I know this is going to sound not connected at all, but it really is. Caprica is on a marathon tonight.
On the Sci-Fi Network.
The final mm-hmm. six episodes, they've decided to junk it because they're canceling it. So let's just run it all, get it out of here quick so we can move in the new guy
mm-hmm.
and whatever the new show is. And the reason that's connected is, of course, because it's a spinoff of Battlestar Galactica, which,
right.
of course, in the original incarnation, at least, is all about Mormonism.
Yeah, it was an allegory for Mormonism.
And sure. I think you see that in the Reimagined series as well.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of shows, and we'll talk about this more in weeks to come as it gets closer to air time, more programming for our kids as Nickelodeon picks up a show that has been very popular in Europe called The House of Anubis.
I saw that ad.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
It is creepy. Don't know the plot line, but it involves magic and mystery and secrets, just the kind of things that
just the kind of thing that Nickelodeon is, why not?
Right. And because it's on Nick, you know, parents will assume, well, this is, okay. This is wholesome stuff for our kids.
Isn't that really scary? I mean,
yeah.
That's the big scare in all of this.
Sure.
It's on a Cartoon Network.
Right. If it's got the Nickelodeon brand or if it's got the Disney brand, it must be okay for our kids. And so our kids are exposed to things like Race to Witch Mountain and The Sorcerer's Apprentice and, you know, all of these things that glamorize and glorify mm-hmm. the occult.
Well, we could go on and on,
yeah.
But we will do that tomorrow.
Yes, as we look forward to, tomorrow. Wait, we've got the choir coming over for Hardy tomorrow.
Oh, rats! No show tomorrow. Sorry about that. We'll be back Thursday.
Till then, I'm Derek Gilbert.
Happy birthday tomorrow, honey. I love you.
Thanks,
bye-bye, everybody.
It was a production of the PID Radio Network, a division of Gilbert House. Please visit our website at PIDradio.com, where you'll find show notes and links to connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. We wish to thank all those who help undergird and underwrite our ministry through prayers, feedback, and donations. To contact us directly, email us at radio@peeringintodarkness.com. Opening music adapted from The Alchemist's Tower by Kevin MacLeod, www.incompetech.com. Closing music, New Day Coming by Steve Grace, stevegrace.com. Content copyright Gilbert House and is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. For more information, see creativecommons.org.
Gonna step up to the microphone, say it loud and clear.